Investor Schooling is an education company located in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. Investor Schooling, the principals or their employees are not licensed by any regulatory institution. Phil Falcone and Larry Steinhaus are not registered reps of any investment firm, nor do they sell any securities. Their advice is based on their experiences and the experiences of their students. They are not attorneys or accountants, and before using any of their advice, they suggest you check with your legal or tax professionals. To find out more, go to www.investorschooling.com.
This show is previously recorded.
Now, let's welcome Larry Steinhaus and Phil Falcone, your hosts for Investor Schooling Live.
Good afternoon and welcome to Investor Schooling Live. Coming to you from Investor Schooling headquarters in Langhorne, Pennsylvania. I'm Phil Falcone here with Larry Steinhaus. We are the founders of Investor Schooling. What do? We teach people about real estate investing and stock option investing. Call us with your questions now at 855-939-1137. That's 855-939-1137. That's right. We're a live program. So you can call us anytime during the show, and we will take your calls. We don't care if we're in the middle of a conversation. We love to take callers' calls, talk to real people about real circumstances that you might want to discuss. So, Investor Schooling is located in Langhorne, Pennsylvania, serving the Philadelphia area in a real brick-and-mortar building. That's correct. We're local guys from the Philadelphia area, and we are available to our students two nights a week. Learn this business from people who live it every day. Yo, Larry, what's on your mind today?
I have to talk to you real quick about last night. It was so exciting. We had one of our biggest fans show up last night. Uncle Mike from Uncle Mike's ice cream parlor, right?
Yeah.
I got to tell you something. Like, I made the mistake of never going to Uncle Mike's. I just never had to get around to going there. And he brought us some ice cream last night. He brought everybody a little small thing of ice cream, and it was, I was in heaven. It was like the best ice cream I ever had. I had this vanilla with the brownies in it. Oh my goodness, that was so awesome.
Yeah. What you don't know is that he brought way more than we could all eat.
I know. You have it all in your freezer, don't you?
He's a good dude, man. He's my buddy. His name is Uncle Mike, but he's commonly known as Butter.
Butter, really?
Yeah. I don't know how he got that name, but I've known him for over a decade.
So that's funny, because I heard you talk about Butter several times. I didn't realize it was the same guy.
Yeah, he's Butter.
Wow.
Yeah.
So, by the way, if you guys want to go there and you guys want to get the best ice cream you ever had, he's in Warminster, right? 535 York Road.
Yeah, he's right by the corner of Street Road and York Road.
Yeah, you can go to his website, UncleMike'sHomemadeIceCream.com. Tell him that you heard it on the Investor Schooling Live Show and Larry Steinhaus and Phil Falcone, and I'm sure he'll appreciate it. I have to go there and get some more ice cream. So anyway, what do we got going on today, Phil?
Then we got a couple of good topics. Like, one of the topics we're going to talk about is, how long will this real estate seller's market continue? I'm going to get your opinion on that later.
Sure.
Is real estate the best investment you ever made? I want to hear your opinion on that.
Hey, as a stock options trader, you want my opinion on that, right?
Of course, of course. You're a real estate investor as much as you are a stock option investor. Right? And we're going to give out our stock option picks of the week towards the end of the show, and you definitely want to listen to that if you want to make some real money. If you want to get paid to listen to this show, you want to hear our picks and you want to invest in them. And if you don't know how to do options, you need to get your butt to a meeting at Investor Schooling. The next meeting at Investor Schooling will be Thursday night at 7 p.m. Just go to investorschooling.com, investorschooling.com, put your name and email address in, and show up on Thursday night at 7 o'clock and bring as many people as you want. You can go rent a bus and bring 12 people, whatever you want to do. It's cool. We also got some questions emailed into us this week. So this one I wrote, which is, today I was at an open house for an auction, guaranteed price of 270 grand. The house needs 100K and the ARV is about 400K max, right? So Larry and I are going to talk about that.
So wait, you actually wrote this question in?
Yeah.
Did you email it to yourself?
I didn't have to. I just wrote it.
But I don't understand. If these are these are questions that get emailed.
Yeah.
And you put it in. How do you put it in your own question?
Because I'm the guy who runs this show. I can do whatever the heck I want.
Wait, you didn't run the show last week.
Oh, I still was running the show last week. Yeah.
Okay. All right.
The first half of the show, I was testing you because I know that you have a fear of doing the show.
Oh, a fear of doing it alone?
No, tell me you don't. I know
it's more fun doing it with you.
Don't tell me you don't.
No. We're not going there.
I can't tell you how many times.
I don't have a fear of doing it. I did shows. I did the Larry Steinhaus show for years. I did coachathons.
You weren't alone at the Larry Steinhaus show. You were doing interviews.
Oh, that's true. I was doing interviews.
I can't tell you, like, when July 4th comes along and Larry's like, where are you going to be on Sunday? You got to do the show with me before you go down the shore. I'm like, the heck I do. I got a house down the shore. I'm going down there. He has a fear of being alone.
I don't have a fear.
I don't know what happened to him when he was a young man, but it clearly needs some help. If there are any psychiatrists out there to call up today and help us, the phone number is 855-939-1137. 855-939-1137. Or you can just go to the website, Please Help Larry.
Just imagine being a therapist trying to talk to me, right? Who would psychoanalyze who? Me, the therapist psychoanalyze me, or would I psychoanalyze the therapist?
If there's a therapist out there, go to pleasehelplarry.com.
I gotta buy that website before somebody does, before the end of the show. All right.
So we also got a question about should you buy in a historic district? We also got a question about what is escrow? So these are just some of the things we're going to be talking about today. You want to get into some of it right now? Let's do it.
Let's do it. Why don't you talk about the one that wasn't emailed in?
The one that was emailed in by me?
Yeah, that was emailed in by you.
Okay.
What are you, schizophrenic?
That's a question. You want? All right. So today I went to this open house for auction, right? And I've never worked with this company before, but I went to look at the house. The house needs a lot of work. Okay. My estimation, $80,000 to $100,000. The house needs a lot of work, right? It's completely, you know, like a house that was built in like 1979, and it hasn't been updated at all, anywhere, anyhow, anyway. All right. So I go to look at it, and there's a couple of ladies there running this open house, and they say our guaranteed price is $270,000. I said, well, what does a guaranteed price mean?
It means the reserve.
That is the minimum amount that you can bid. So the bidding starts at $270,000.
Right.
Now, if the bidding starts at $270,000 and the house needs approximately $100,000 in repairs, and the ARV is an absolute maximum of, say, $400,000.
So what am I making here? Yeah, they're clearly not doing this for investors. They're clearly doing it for an end user.
Yeah, they're looking. They're trusting on the fact that it's a seller's market. Yeah. Hence the question that we're going to talk about today: how long is this real estate seller's market going to continue?
So, is that it? We're done with it. We basically both agree that house is ridiculously overpriced.
Well, you know, you can talk about why it's ridiculously overpriced. Look, I don't blame anybody for trying to make as much money as they possibly can off of a real estate deal, but you got to leave a little bit of meat on the bone, okay? I'm not going to invest $270,000 plus another $100,000 into a house. That's $370,000 minimum price, right, for a house that I'm going to make $25,000 on? I can't do that.
Well, let's even talk about just the fact that I said that they're marketing for an end user. When I say an end user, I mean somebody to live there. Even that person doesn't even make any sense because they're not really getting a bargain. They could go buy a house for $400,000 that needs not much work, negotiate it down to maybe $390,000, and it's not worth the $20,000 aggravation.
I mean, would it make sense, Larry, for somebody to buy it if you got a handyman and he can pick up a house for $270,000 and he can do the bulk of the $100,000 work for maybe half the price? Then maybe makes some sense.
Maybe.
Okay, maybe. If you got somebody. But this guy is going to be working on his house for 6 months.
Right, and he's losing his income for 6 months.
Well, let's assume he's doing it at night and the weekends and stuff like that.
Well, actually, I want to actually kind of sidetrack this for a second because this happens quite often. And this happens to you too, I'm sure. When you have somebody come up to you, you know, it's sometimes it's a student. Most of the time it's not. Most of the time it's somebody who finds out who we are. And they go, hey, listen, man, I'm a contractor. Can I partner with you guys? Can I help you guys make some money? You guys go find the properties and I'll work on them. And we'll split the profit, you know, and I always basically say the same thing. If I'm going to partner with somebody, they have to bring something to the table. But this guy, what
like
is this
the
guy?
House,
right?
Or the money,
exactly. But
or the skills.
So this guy's if he thinks he's bringing the skills, he doesn't understand two things. Number one, he doesn't understand the fact that I could pay less to have his skill, And I'm concerned that if this guy is a contractor and he's busy working on houses to make a living, for 3 to 4 months, he's going to be working on this house, not making any money, which means 2 months into it, if it's my money and I got my money sitting in that house, I want that house finished and sold as soon as possible. But if he gets a phone call 2 months into it and somebody wants to renovate a kitchen and he's going to make $25,000 renovating that kitchen, he's going to walk away from the job that he's not getting paid on, that he gets a half a profit on, that he has no money into it, and all of a sudden he's no longer a good partner. He's now raking me, because what he's doing is he's taking this other job. He's not working on our job, and my money's sitting there going to waste. So that's why I have a big problem with that's what your solution was with that house. If the guy goes in there and he's got no work, he's not a very good contractor anyway, and if he's got work, it's not worth it for him to give up his work to work on this unless he's got 17 crews and he's got one crew on the bench all the time.
So listen, when I got into this business in 1989, I was 23 years old, right? And I would move into, you know, destroyed houses, and I would work on them. I would just live there. I remember sleeping on a floor on an air mattress with an electric heater that was about 5 feet long, plugged into the wall. I used to take showers at the Gold's Gym on Grant Avenue and the Boulevard, because I hadn't built a bathroom yet, right? This is the kind of stuff I was willing to do back then. And would I be willing to do that today? I don't think so.
Okay. Well, I was at your house last night, and I believe you still are.
I still am what?
Living in houses like that.
Get the hell out of here. My house is in lovely condition.
No, you did a nice job renovating it. I like what you did to the kitchen. Really nice.
Thank you. So, you want to go to commercial?
Let's go to commercial. And, you know, we're having a good time bantering here, but let's go to commercial and listen to our voices and see what we sound like.
Okay.
Take us out, Anthony.
Hi, I'm Phil Falcone from InvestorSchooling.com. I'm inviting you to a complimentary class in Langhorne this Thursday night at 7 p.m. I will teach you how to buy ugly houses and make them beautiful. As a bonus, we will also teach you stock option investing. So get your butt to this meeting, 7 p.m. this Thursday night, Langhorne, 215-876-3002, InvestorSchooling.com.
Hey everybody, it's Larry Sinus from InvestorSchooling.com. You heard my partner Phil Falcone tell you why you should be there this Thursday night to learn about real estate investing and learn about stock options trading. We're telling you right now, you will make more money than you've ever made in your entire life if you learn these two skills. Be there this Thursday night at 7 o'clock in our Langhorne headquarters. Go to InvestorSchooling.com. Pull over right now. Take out your phone and go to InvestorSchooling.com. RSVP right now. InvestorSchooling.com. See you Thursday.
I'm Phil Falcone from Executech Suites. I got a question for you. What do you get for $495 a month at Executech Suites? You get an office big enough for one person. You get the furniture in that office. You get the telephone on the desk. You get the telephone number. You get the fax number. You get the internet. You get 2 full-time receptionists to answer the phone in the name of your company and patch the calls to you, whether you're in the office, in your car, or at home sleeping on a couch. You get the conference rooms. You get the mailboxes. You get the printer, the copier, the scanner. You get the janitorial service, the utilities, and free coffee. I know it's hard to believe that you could get all those things for $495 a month, but it's true. 67 Buck Road in Huntington Valley, Executech Suites. Give us a call, 215-942-7701, 215-942-7701.
Hey everybody, it's Larry Sinus from InvestorSchooling.com.
And I'm Phil Falcone from InvestorSchooling.com.
Hey, what are we going to teach him this Thursday night, Phil?
We're going to teach you how to invest in real estate so you can build a basis to get rich.
And I promise I'm going to teach you stock options. So go to InvestorSchooling.com and RSVP right now. Right, Phil?
We've been in this business for 30 years. We have amazing amounts of information to share with you. Get your butt to this meeting this Thursday night in Langhorne.
InvestorSchooling.com. Digging this music. This is the best intro music ever. Awesome. Wow, cool. I just wanted to listen to it, man. You had to stop it? Well, all right, I guess we got to go back to the show. All right. Oh, wait, he's got it still playing. Oh, there we go. Okay. Hey, it's Larry Steinhaus, and welcome back to Investor Schooling Live. Hey, check it out, everybody. We are a live program. That's right. You can call in right now. Call in. Everybody call in. We want to talk to people. We love it when you guys call in. You can call in at 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137, and you can talk to us about real estate, talk to us about the stock market, talk to us about, I don't know, about just about anything. I don't care. We'll even talk about...
Why wouldn't you call in? You're sitting in your car by yourself, and what? You can't think of one question about real estate? Come on, call us.
Hey, speaking of sitting in the car, if anybody's driving on a turnpike right now and they're going between the Ben Salem exit and the Willow Grove exit, hey, make sure you take a picture of our billboard that's up there. You know we have a billboard up there now. It's actually pretty awesome.
Right. We got a prize for somebody who can take a picture of our billboard?
Sure. What do we want to give them? How about an Investor Schooling polo shirt?
How about a one-hour coaching session?
One-hour coaching session? Then I got to work.
Okay. Give him half a T-shirt then.
All right. Give him half the T-shirt. All right. You got it. So if you guys want to show up this Thursday night, you can go to investorschooling.com and you can show up this Thursday night. We actually have some really good stuff going on this Thursday night. So if you want to learn about real estate, want to learn about stock options, want to learn how to make more money than you've ever made in your entire life, go to investorschooling.com. RSVP right now. Pull over. That's it right now. Go to investorschooling.com. Oh, my God. I went right into it. Anyway, yep. Phil. All right. What are we talking about next?
All right. Why don't we talk about how long will this real estate seller's market continue?
Oh, boy. How long will this real estate seller's market continue?
Yeah, what's your opinion on that?
I think it ended yesterday.
Really?
No. So here's basically what happened, and it's kind of interesting. Jamie actually just said we should give them a $500 off card. We have the gift cards for our services, for our classes. If somebody sends us a picture of the billboard.
A T-shirt and a $500 gift card?
Yeah, a T-shirt and, there you go, a T-shirt and a $500
gift card. All right, now we're getting crazy.
All right, so there you go.
You better call us, and you better text us a picture of the billboard.
Yeah, you go. So Jamie is our student liaison. She's on Facebook Live right now. As a matter of fact, if you're on Facebook Live right now, say hi. Click the like button just so we know you're there. Or hey, so if you want to ask us a question because you're too shy to call in, you can ask us a question online as well. All right. So the real estate market. Here's what's going on. So obviously, what happened was COVID closed down the real estate market because you will get COVID if you shop for a house. Everybody knows that.
Oh, of course
you will. But not anymore, because it used to be that way, but now it's not. So what happened was, for 3 months, you couldn't sell a house. So if you had to move, you had to do something, you couldn't sell a house. All they could do was virtual tours, which is unbelievable. I can't believe anybody bought a house virtual tours, but obviously they were happening. So that was number one. So they shut down. So then all of a sudden, all the people who wanted to move 3 months after, after COVID started and Governor Schmuckhead opened up the world and said you can now be a real estate agent again.
His name is Wolfman Hack.
I just like Schmucko better.
Well, Schmucko is like 20% of the population.
Well, that's true, but...
So Wolfman Hack...
20% of the population like Wolfman Hack, so we'll call him Governor Schmucko and his Schmuckos. Anyway, so he opened up the world and said you can... Not up the world, but opened up the real estate world and people had to sell their houses. So there were houses being like going crazy because of... pent-up demand. So the pent-up demand is starting to slow down. But the other side is inventory. People don't want to sell their house right now. And it's kind of weird because it's the uncertainty that's making them not want to sell their house. So that's the really crazy part. They don't want to sell their house because they're not sure if they're going to be able to afford their house, a new house, 6 months from now. But some people still have to move. Look, that's the same thing as real estate investors. We can always find houses because there's always people getting divorced. There's always people going bankrupt. There's always people moving. There's always people who bit off more than they can chew when they bought a house. There's always people dying. That's why real estate investors will always be able to find a house. And it's the same thing with the real estate market. But what's happened now is because there's such little demand, there's such little inventory, the prices are shooting up. I mean, I honestly have a tenant of mine. So we're licensed real estate agents. I don't know if you guys realize that. We have a brokerage. It's called the Investor Brokerage. And I'm the broker. Phil's one of the agents. We have several agents here. And we help people most of the time we help people find investment properties is what we basically do. But every once in a while somebody comes to us and says, hey, can you find me a regular house? I'm sure, of course. Now I have one of my tenants that wants me to find them a house. Every single time we put a bid on a house, we put in a bid $10,000 over asking price, and every one of the bids gets beat by somebody else. So it's crazy right now. I mean, I actually really feel bad for these people. I mean, I never want to lose a tenant, but at the same time, these guys are great people, and I can't get them a house because they keep getting outbid by massive dollars over the price because the inventory is so low.
Tell them to wait until it's a buyer's market.
Well, I actually believe that, well, first of all, come November, December, everything always slows down in the real estate market anyway. We also have the election coming, which is going to create more havoc. You know, if Trump wins, it'll be status quo. If Biden wins, everybody's going to have uncertainty and things are going to change again. And the really weird part is if Biden wins and there's uncertainty, we may have more of what we have now, which is less inventory. Because people will be, they don't want to move. So they'll have less houses that'll be for sale. So that will also be an issue. By the way, if you guys are online, if you guys want to call at 855-939-1137 and ask your question, that would be great. 855-939-1137. Feel free to call. So Joe is online. He says it's crazy. His niece settles for the end of the month. Lost some at 50,000 above ask. Oh yeah, she was buying a house and she lost, and she was bidding $50,000 above asking and didn't get those houses, he's saying. Isn't that amazing? It's insane.
How would you even get a mortgage for something 50,000 above?
That's a really interesting question. So how would the house even appraise to get a mortgage? So the other part is that bumps out a lot of FHA mortgages because the FHA people are putting, you know, typically they're putting 3 to 3.5% down, and the sellers, the agents on the seller side are saying, hey, we don't want FHA loans because the FHA loans are harder to get because they have to have seller assist. So we're going to go for somebody who can get a conventional loan, put 20% down or more because now they could cover the difference. So it's also bumping out some of the people who have little money to buy a house. It's just, it's absolute insanity. All right, what else we got?
I mean, all that doesn't scare me. It drives up real estate prices.
Absolutely.
But you still have a huge percentage of people who are selling their houses that are completely unaware of what the market conditions actually are.
Yeah, I agree. And, you know, the best time to buy a house or sell a house is when the market is transitioning from one, either a seller's market to a buyer's market, or a buyer's market to a seller's market, because when it's transitioning, most people don't know that it's transitioning. And because it's transitioning, you may be able to get a deal. Yeah. Let me give you an explanation. So if it's a seller and it's a buyer's market and it's transitioning to a seller's market, that seller is not sure what it is yet. So you could talk to them as it's a buyer's market. So you say, hey, you know, you never know what's going to happen. I mean, even right now, we're talking to people and we're saying to people, look, you know, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't know what the election is going to bring. I don't know if people are going to foreclose on their houses. I don't know if you're going to have a job. You know, we have to decide what's best for you right now and sell your house if you need to sell your house.
All right, let's move on to the next question.
Sure.
Is real estate the best investment you ever made?
So is real estate... So you're asking me directly, aren't you?
And then I'll give you my opinion as well.
All right. So I'm a stock options trader, right? And I really enjoy stock options trading.
I got to admit, it's a heck of a lot of fun.
Right. And I make a lot of money stock options trading, and I help others make a lot of money stock options trading. And real quick, I'll do the plug right now. If you guys want to learn how to make a lot of money stock options trading, come this Thursday. Go to investorschooling.com, sign up, RSVP. It's free. We'll tell you some things about stock options. We'll tell you some things about real estate, and you will absolutely learn something. And it's free. So, and if you don't learn anything, we'll give you your money back. It was a joke. Anyway, so come to investorschooling.com. Also, you can call in right now, 855-939-1137. So I have a lot of real estate. I honestly don't have as much real estate as you do, Phil, which you finally beat me at something.
Well, I think I've been beating you at something since the day you were born.
Oh, whoa, wait a minute. Where'd that come from? I didn't do that. That was interesting. Did you do that? Anyway, Phil has more real estate than I do, but I have a lot of real estate. And why do I have real estate? So real estate is the absolute best and safest way to build wealth. if you buy and hold real estate, the real estate eventually goes up. Now, everybody can say, oh, I remember 2008 when the real estate went down. Yeah, of course it did, but it came back up. If you would have held on to it through 2009, 10, 11, 12, all the way to 2020, you would have already been above what you paid for it, and you'd already be fine. But the reality is that rent is the most important piece. I don't care what I pay for a property. I could pay for a property $500,000 that's worth $300,000, and if my cash flow is $500 a month, it doesn't matter to me. I'm making $500 a month for free, because most of the time we're going to teach you how to buy houses without taking any money out of your pocket, without taking any money out of the bank. Look, Phil bought Executech Suites, which is an office complex, $2.5 million, $2.1 million. What was it worth when you bought it?
$2,150,000.
There you go. $2.15 million. He bought it with $15,000 to his name. That's damn good, and and that's what we teach people how to do, and that's exactly what you can do. Now that building is gone up in value, the rents have gone up. The people, that building, one day you can have no more mortgage on it, and then you're going to be making a fortune on that building. And how could you not? How could you not see that that's an awesome deal? So I have a bunch of residential properties, and it's the same thing. So I buy a residential property. Maybe I pay $100,000 for it. And, in 5 or 6 years, it's worth $125,000, $135,000, $150,000. And first of all, I'm making rent on every single one. I'm making a positive cash flow rent on every single one. So that's easy. That's cash flow. Look, eventually some people have to retire. Now, there's retirement and then there's retirement. Phil and I will never retire because we don't have a job to retire from. But eventually we're going to have to be in a situation, or hopefully never, but we eventually may be in a situation that we can, you're going to say it. Go ahead, say it.
I'd like you to retire from being a run-on sentence on this topic. How about me? Have you heard of a conversation?
No, I'm not having
I'm over here, what the heck?
Listen, you taught me how to do this show alone, so now I'm doing the show alone.
Yeah. Now you want to do your show alone all the time.
That's it.
I'm stopping you.
Welcome to the Larry Steinhaus Investor Schooling Live Show.
All right. So if you want to learn how, one of the easiest ways to get rich in this world, learn how to buy real estate the correct way and buy it and keep it and try to keep every piece of property that you ever buy. Even if you only bought one house a year and you kept every one of them for 20 years, you would probably amass a wealth just from those 20 houses of tens of millions of dollars over the course of your lifetime. Now, does it work better if you're young right now? Of course. If you've only got, say, if you're in your 60s, the formula's a little different. But what a great way to get wealthy. You just buy houses, you rent them to people, you lease them to people, you can sell them if you want to sell them. You basically play Monopoly with them. You just buy houses and you find somebody who's interested in living it and paying you for that purpose. And if you can do that, it's so easy to become a decamillionaire. It's not even funny.
There's more to it. And I was going to finish my run-on sentence.
Notice how I stopped. That's the time when you get to talk.
So I can finish my run-on sentence now?
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So the idea is also eventually I'm going to retire. And what I mean by retirement is I'm just not going to be working anymore, probably because I can't, because I really enjoy work, whatever it is. I really enjoy making money. I really enjoy having fun. I really enjoy hanging out with Phil sometimes. And we will continue to be doing this business for a while. However, one day I may not be able to do that anymore. And I'm going to need a steady income to pay my bills, to take care of everything that needs to be taken care of, whatever it is that needs to be done. Now, traditional people may have a pension plan, but most pension plans aren't around anymore. And I certainly don't have one because I've been an entrepreneur almost my entire life. So I don't have a pension plan. So my pension plan is real estate. If I'm making, a couple of $10,000, $15,000 a month positive cash flow off my real estate, that's a better pension plan than any pension plan out there. So that's why another reason why real estate is the best investment. Is that enough for you now, Phil?
I think it's enough for the moment, but maybe we could touch on it just a little bit more.
I might open an ice cream store and call it Uncle Larry's and Uncle Phil's.
Out of all the things that I've done in my life, started businesses, owned real estate, bought businesses that came with the real estate, in the end, it's always the real estate that makes the most money.
Yeah, I agree.
It does.
Yeah.
Like, for example, we were talking about my iBuyHouses store. So I have this iBuyHouses store in Hatboro. and I own it with a business partner. And I decided to rent it for myself, and meaning that people would come into an iBuyHouse store and they would trade in their houses, right? Now, that worked okay. It was never on fire. I was never making $100,000 a year from the store, but the store was paying for itself, essentially, with the leads that would come walking in. And if you're thinking to yourself, what the heck is an iBuyHouse store? Here's what it is. It's a lot like trading in your house the same way you would trade in your car at a car dealership, okay? And that's basically what I was doing there. So attracting people to come in and talk to me about just buying their house. And it worked pretty good until COVID. And then when COVID hit in March, in early March, not a single soul has walked into my store since that day.
Yeah, it's because the market's too hot.
And it's costing me $2,500 a month to have this store, even though I'm paying that money to myself in some respects. It just doesn't make sense for me anymore. I don't need a store. I can run. I can be a real estate investor in my house, in my car, in a tent, you know, with green eggs and ham or without green eggs and ham. It doesn't matter. I can be a real, all I need to be is cognizant, not which is the opposite of Joe Biden, and just have the ability to speak to people and make real estate deals. And I don't even need money. You probably don't believe that, but money is like an afterthought in a real estate deal. There's multiple sources to get the money for any real estate deal. What is more important is that you talk to sellers, you look at houses, you try to find opportunities, you speak to people on a manner for which you can turn their house into an opportunity for you. That's all you need to do. If you want to learn how to do that, remember this, investorschooling.com, Thursday night at 7 o'clock. Get your butt to this meeting, and we will teach you something worthy of the time you give us, which is only 2 hours. We're going to teach you stock options. We're going to teach you something about real estate. And almost every person that comes here is thrilled that they invested 2 hours in learning something.
Well, speaking of people who are thrilled about investing 2 hours and learning something, we have Ed on the line. Ed's one of our students. What's going on, Ed?
Hey, Larry, how are you doing today?
What's happening, man? What are you in your car?
Hold on a second.
We'll hold on. Don't worry.
If you could,
it's not like we're on the radio.
Yeah, if you could pick up your phone, that'd be great. Because you sound like you sound like you're in the bathroom.
Hold on.
You still there? All right.
How's that?
It's a little bit better.
I wanted to talk to you about this bill Alan Baum wants to propose about licensing wholesalers.
Oh, Alan Baum. Yeah. So that's really interesting, actually. I'm really glad you brought that up. So Alan Dom is a real estate – he was a real estate broker. He still is a real estate broker, and he's now a city councilman in Philadelphia. And he kind of is a Democrat, but he's also been pretty good for – he's been pretty good for real estate people, real estate agents, real estate – even real estate investors, he's been pretty good for. He's, you know, what did he do recently? He overturned something that was fantastic. I can't remember what it was, but it was really good. But he just decided, and I'm going to tell you what I think. He just decided that, you know, wholesalers should be licensed and they should be practicing with more ethics. So here's the interesting part. I absolutely agree with him. However, I don't want it to happen. And then on the other side of me, I do want it to happen. So what he's basically saying is there are wholesalers out there that are unscrupulous. You know, they'll go into grandma's house and they'll say, hey, you know, this. They'll be walking in knowing the house is worth $100,000. They'll offer grandma $20,000, and she will sell it to them. And look, that's grandma's. You know, it's not. I'm not going to say it's grandma's fault. I'm going to say that the wholesaler did a really good job showing comps, making sure. But there may be people out there who they really, really are stealing properties from, and I don't like it. They're also tying up properties, and they don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to find buyers. So maybe it's not a bad idea for somebody to regulate the amateur wholesalers. Look, Phil's a professional wholesaler. I'm a professional wholesaler. And, you know, we know of a lot of professional wholesalers. But at the same time, anytime you bring in regulation, any regulation, it's just ridiculousness.
You know, guys, it just can't be done, okay? There's hundreds of agencies or businesses that can take advantage of elderly people. For example, roofers for years would go to someone's house and say, oh, we were working on the neighbor's roof and we noticed your roof is in really bad trouble. And then they go up there and they drink beer and they smoke a doob and they bang their feet on the roof to make it sound like they're doing something. Then they go downstairs and charge the sweet old lady $1,500 for sleeping on the roof. You can't legislate people to be honorable. It's just impossible. There's too many variables to it.
Right. And also just so you understand, and again, we're not teaching you how to steal properties from sweet old ladies. We don't do that at all. We're teaching you how to make a fair offer, and if they agree it's a fair offer, that's great. The other issue is going to be where we also, and I'm going to tell you right now, Ed, you don't even have to worry about it. No one else out there has to worry about that. Any of our students don't have to worry about it, because we will teach you how there won't be a problem. So we could teach you how to buy property in a trust, designate the beneficiary to trust to somebody else, and we're no longer wholesaling. The original person is still buying the house, so it's not going to be an issue. It's just going to be a little bit. You need a little bit of creativity, but my concern isn't this small piece of legislature. My concern is what comes next, and what comes next, and what comes next. I mean, it's just like the masks, and I have to bring it up because it makes total sense, right? Now I have to wear a mask to go into a store. Next thing I have to do is I have to get vaccinated to go into a store. Next thing, I'm not allowed to wear a Trump hat, you know. So that's what I'm concerned with when it comes to legislation like this. What's going to be next? Was I expecting legislation?
Especially in Philadelphia. I mean, there's enough red tape and licensing to go on in Philadelphia as there is. It's just another hurdle you have to go through, you know, if you want to do business in the city.
Yeah, Philadelphia is the city that says, listen, we like our city all crappy the way it is, so please don't come in here and buy houses and fix them up, because if you do that, then the poor people will have to move, and that's called gentrification. So gentrification is racist, because we take a crappy house that no one lives in, and we make it nice and rent it to somebody for more money than the $500 that it used to rent for. We now rent it for $1,200 to a nice family who goes to work every day, where before, you know, the city was paying $500 for somebody to live there, that the shower didn't work, the roof was leaking, and it was ugly as sin.
This is another run-on sentence, isn't it?
Yes, it is.
Hey, Ed, at least you should be happy to let you talk.
Hey, Ed.
And I'm saying another thing, the Philadelphia Housing Authority is the biggest landlord of abandoned properties
Philadelphia. Sure. Sure.
You know, did you ever buy a house in a historic district?
No.
You never did. Okay. How about you, Larry? Did you ever buy a house in a historic district?
I have never bought a house in a historic district. But before we move on to the historic district, real quick, Ed. So you're a student. You've been a student for how long?
About 3 months.
What do you think?
About the school? It's awesome.
Yeah, about the school. Yeah.
It's awesome. The school's awesome. I love it. I mean, it's the best thing. It's the best thing out there, especially if you're a new investor, and even if you're an experienced investor, you're always going to learn something new.
Awesome, man!
And you guys are hands on, and you're working from experience, not just teaching out of a book or something like that. You know, you guys are giving.
We know schools that actually do that. They stand there and read the book.
Exactly.
That's the real estate licensing school. They have to do that.
I went to a high school, and I went to Archbishop Ryan for high school. And one year, I had two Jesuit priests, one in particular who taught English and one who taught religion. And they stood at a podium and read from the book. I didn't learn anything. Yeah. Right?
Really?
And, you guys teach reality.
Thank you, man. That's awesome.
I complained to the religious teacher about the way that he was teaching, and he wrote a letter to my father telling him that he should look on my skull for the 666 symbol.
You know, I was wondering why you had plastic surgery done.
That's why I have long hair today, so you can't see you can't see my skull.
Yeah, and okay.
666,
Anyway, come on. Let's stick with this. We got a couple topics.
You want to leave Ed online?
Leave him on.
You know, then somebody else might be trying to call in.
Well, somebody calls in,
actually,
we'll hang up on
I think we can get one more call in, actually, with Ed, too.
Okay.
But if anybody else wants to call in and talk to Ed, 855-939-1137. Hey, Ed, here's your chance, man. You're on the radio.
All right, so let's keep going. So historic districts, right. Larry. You never bought a house in a historic district.
I have never bought a house in a historic district.
But you are aware of all the potential interference that government will get involved.
Sure, I've taught it also, and also I've taken several courses on it, which is probably why I didn't buy an historic district.
Yeah, that makes perfect sense. So for me, I've never bought a property in a historic district, but I did look at one in Reading. Okay, I looked at this 50,000 square foot facility in Reading that I was thinking about buying because it was dirt cheap compared to anything I was looking at in Philly. And as soon as I found out, when I had to go down to the mayor's office to meet with this historic district supervisor who was going to, essentially what they did was they told me what I was going to do with the building.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And that meeting was one crazy day. So if you've ever been to Reading, where the mayor's office is, it's a super busy highway, right? It's like four different lanes going in the same direction. And you know, when you parallel park into a spot, you pull slightly above the spot and then you back into it, right? So I slowed my car down and came to a stop, and a car behind me hit the brakes. They didn't hit me, but the car behind them smashed into that car.
Oh, no.
Right? So I just said, I didn't hit anybody, and they didn't hit me, so I just parked my car, and I went into the mayor's office. So when I came out of the mayor's office, there were tickets on my car, and all these cops were all over, and they said, you caused an accident. I said, here's my car. Look at it. There's no dent on it or anything. Right? It was this crazy day, man. By the way, I don't ever want to go to a mayor's office again. Because government, all forms of government, I want to avoid. I'm talking the state, the city, condo associations, homeowners associations, the heck with them all. Oh. I don't want to talk to any of them. I don't want any interference at all.
Oh, I'm dealing with homeowner association right now, and it's a real pain in the neck.
Yeah, what kind of problem?
So I have two units in the same... Ed, you just interrupted me, man. Just like that. You just start interrupting me, just like that. You know, we let you come on the show.
I thought this was my show.
We leave you on. We normally cut you people off right away. And while I'm in the middle of talking about my problems with the homeowner association, you just start talking.
I'm counting this as another run.
I thought it was my show. I'm sorry.
Well, go ahead, Ed. You go ahead and talk about what you
come
want to talk
Ed,
about.
Lay into
I'm
him.
Sure it's more important than my story.
Lay into him, Ed.
Well. I forget what I was going to say now. If I got berated.
Oh, he forgot what he's going to say now. Must have been very important.
I got to talk to Fred about this. Talk to Fred about this. Where you guys treat the callers.
The callers. You know? It's the way we treat our students. Forget about the callers. We treat the callers nice. It's the students we don't treat so nice.
No. You treat the students nice. There's always cold water and some snacks there at classes.
We have some good snacks, right. Too. My wife makes them sometimes. All right,
we got one more question here that I want to hit before we go into our next segment. All right? So one of our emailers emailed
Was it a real email, or what did you send this one?
This is you calling me a fraud? I'll come right over these iPads and straighten you out.
You think so? He's a mafioso. Wait, you want to hear it? Is that what you want?
I'm going to take your hat off and show your bald head on the Facebook Live.
Does it sound like this? Oh, it's the whole call. Oh, wait, I'm going to play the whole call for you, Ed.
Go ahead, play.
Play the whole call. This was great. So if you guys haven't heard this before, this is hysterical.
Yeah, I just want to give you, I don't know whether you care, feedback on your commercial. I don't know how qualified this guy Falcone is, but he sounds like a mafioso shyster. I think you should redo your commercial because he sounds like an idiot. Just my feedback.
Well, he doesn't sound like an idiot. So that was great. That was somebody calling, and we recorded.
Hey, let me ask you something. Why don't we call that son of a bitch right now?
Oh, I can't. I probably could have at the time.
You don't have his phone number? Skip searching.
I wouldn't be able to find it at this point.
Let's find a jerk.
But next time we would do that.
You know, you could have him come on the radio show. Him and I could, we could have a fight or arm wrestling.
That would have been fun.
Or we could play tennis.
He's probably still listening. So just tell him to call in. He's probably still listening.
So I'm wondering if there's anybody listening to this show going, I wonder if they're going to actually talk about real estate and stock.
Why don't you call in, you big dork? I got something to say to you. All right. So back while we're waiting for dork to call in, one of the questions is, what is escrow?
All right.
Larry, give me your explanation of escrow.
Great question. So actually, it's interesting because in some states, they actually call they actually say that their property is under escrow. And that means that the property is under contract, which is kind of odd that they use a different terminology in some states. California is pretty common. They'll use that. A lot of the West Coast places, they'll use it under escrow instead of under contract. Now, escrow itself is simply a deposit. It's simply the earnest money deposit put into an account called an escrow account. And the escrow account is managed by someone who is responsible, and they're responsible in order to the responsibility is to keep that money secure. Oh, God, you can finish.
We got James on the line.
You want to take James?
Philadelphia. Could be mafioso shyster guy.
James, are you the mafioso shyster guy?
Yeah. I was the guy with the Trump hat in your class Thursday night.
Oh, he's a different guy. Oh. You're not the mafioso shyster guy.
Well, you got a question for us, James?
Yes, I do. How you doing, bud?
All right. How are you?
I'm good. I was just wondering to start to do wholesale. Do I have to be a real estate agent? Or
no.
Can I just...
You do not. In fact, everything that you need, we will provide for you. Would you like to become an expert at one of the easiest, fastest ways to make money in the real estate business?
Yes.
Okay, then you got one thing you got to do. Get your butt to Investor Schooling Thursday night at 7 o'clock.
So he was here Thursday. You were here Thursday for the first time, right, James?
Yeah. I just called Fred because I got my email. I just checked my email 2 days later.
Okay, great. So you're going to be here tomorrow night, right, to the Mastermind meeting?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay, right, cool.
Well, at the Mastermind meeting, you know, bring up the fact that you want to be a wholesaler,
and we'll talk about
it a little bit.
So just for you guys to know what we're talking about.
Before we get off the phone with him, I just want to know, do you happen to know the guy who called me the mafioso shyster?
I have no idea.
play it for him, Larry. See if he recognizes the guy's voice.
If he recognizes, all right, let's just go right to that one. Okay, hold on.
He sounds like a mafioso shyster. He sounds like a mafioso shyster.
Maybe it was the guy that was sitting.
What's that?
Maybe it was the guy that was sitting beside me at the meeting.
I don't know.
It might be.
If anybody out there knows who this guy is, I want to know who the heck he is. I'm tired of listening to this.
It was that guy that was saying, I'm here because my wife threw me out the house.
Oh, that's Stan. That's hysterical.
Yeah,
Stan's hysterical. So yeah, if you guys want to have a little bit of comedy, you can tell Phil and I are somewhat funny, but just listen to Stan's comments when you come to class. Stan's one of our great students. He comes in and he talks about his wife throwing him out of the house. That's why he's there. So we're gonna cut James and Ed free, just in case anybody else wants to call in. Thanks guys for calling in. We really appreciate it. And if anybody else wants to call in, 855-939-1137, 855-939-1137. Well, we got about 10 minutes. Do we want to go to a commercial before we go into the stock options?
Well, we could do that.
All right, so let's take us out and we'll be right back.
Hi, I'm Phil Falcone from InvestorSchooling.com. I'm inviting you to a complimentary class in Langhorne this Thursday night at 7 p.m. I will teach you how to buy ugly houses and make them beautiful. As a bonus, we will also teach you stock option investing. So get your butt to this meeting, 7 p.m. this Thursday night, Langhorne, 215-876-3002, InvestorSchooling.com.
Hey everybody, it's Larry Sinus from InvestorSchooling.com. You heard my partner Phil Falcone tell you why you should be there this Thursday night. to learn about real estate investing and learn about stock options trading. We're telling you right now, you will make more money than you've ever made in your entire life if you learn these two skills. Be there this Thursday night at 7 o'clock in our Langhorne headquarters. Go to investorschooling.com. Pull over right now. Take out your phone and go to investorschooling.com. RSVP right now. Investorschooling.com. See you Thursday.
I'm Phil Falcone from Executech Suites. I got a question for you. What do you get for $495 a month at Executech Suites? You get an office big enough for one person. You get the furniture in that office. You get the telephone on the desk. You get the telephone number. You get the fax number. You get the internet. You get two full-time receptionists to answer the phone in the name of your company and patch the calls to you, whether you're in the office, in your car, or at home sleeping on a couch. You get the conference rooms. You get the mailboxes. You get the printer, the copier, the scanner. You get the janitorial service, the utilities, and free coffee. I know it's hard to believe that you could get all those things for $495 a month, but it's true. 67 Buck Road in Huntington Valley, Executech Suites. Give us a call, 215-942-7701, 215-942-7701.
Hey, everybody, it's Larry Steinitz from InvestorSchooling.com.
And I'm Phil Falcone from InvestorSchooling.com.
Hey, what are we going to teach him this Thursday night, Phil?
We're going to teach you how to invest in real estate so you can build a basis to get rich.
And I promise I'm going to teach you stock options. So go to InvestorSchooling.com and RSVP right now. Right, Phil?
We've been in this business for 30 years. We have amazing amounts of information to share with you. Get your butt to this meeting this Thursday night in Langhorne.
InvestorSchooling.com.
Love it, man.
Van Halen.
Yeah, it's awesome. I'm just gonna listen to it. Very cool. I like this much better than the other music that we come out.
Well, you gotta do a little more than that.
You gotta jive to it? Oh yeah. Hey everybody, it's Larry Steinitz and welcome back to Investor Schooling Live. Alright, here's the deal, guys. So we absolutely are going to teach you some really good stuff about stock options trading. We're going to teach you some stuff about real estate. If you come to a free class, go to investorschooling.com, and we will teach you how to do that. So I want to tell you a little bit about what's going on in the stock market right now. Our next president is absolutely causing havoc in the stock market. Nancy Pelosi. Anybody want to know why I called her the next president? What do you already know? What do you think, Phil? Why did I call her the next president?
Okay, because there's a plan, a strategy, a conspiracy that if by January 20th, which would be inauguration day for the new president, if the legal battles have not been resolved about who won the election, then Nancy, crazy Nancy, could be the president of the United States.
Yeah, it'll be very interesting. So she has been stalling these stimulus talks because she wants to put all this junk in there. And because she's doing that, the stock market, every time they say, hey, the stimulus is moving forward, the stock market goes up. The stimulus is moving backwards, the stock market goes down. If you remember a week ago, Trump said, hey, we're not going to do any more stimulus talks until after the election. And the stock market tanked.
I don't know if you got time to go into this, but here's the bottom line. Politicians always want to get a bunch of money to be transferred from one group of people to another because it allows them to steal. Thank you.
I like it.
The end of my explanation.
I like it. All right. So a couple of things are coming up. What's going on right now is we have the election coming and we have earnings coming. So that's going to be an interesting time to be in stocks or stock options. Facebook is a stock play that I really, really like. Stock options play that I really, really like. Right now, Facebook is a play that will, you know, we're going right into the earnings period. Actually, earnings is October 28th, which is a week before the election. So it could be really interesting. I'd like to play it. In fact, I'd like to see it. I have quite a few shares right now. I'd like to see it go up another 10 points. I'd like to get out of my play and see it drop that same 10 points in the next 5 days. Likely it will happen, but not highly likely it will happen. So don't bank on that. But I'd like to see it go up because what will happen is Facebook going towards earnings always goes up. And then someone writes an article, fake news article, to bash Facebook to lower the price to get back in. By the way, if you guys haven't learned how money managers make money, they make money on fake news.
Let me ask you a quick question about Facebook.
Sure.
Okay. So I bought like four contracts heading into earnings,
sure.
Right? And I picked an expiration date of November 6th.
Okay.
Right? To try to.
You got a weekly, right?
Because I couldn't have bought four contracts unless I did it that way.
Okay.
I'm a little concerned about the time deterioration in the last week of that contract.
Well, what was your strike price?
I forget at the moment.
Okay. So as long as you're
262, something like that.
Yeah. So as long as your strike price and the price you paid for the option is likely to happen by that date. Actually, I would even look at it that likely to happen before earnings would be really the number I'm looking for. I want to see that whatever, let's say your strike price is 250 and you paid $25, that would be 275. I would want to see 275 by October 26th, not even the 27th. I'd like to get out 2 days before earnings, not 1 day before earnings.
I'm thinking the same way.
Yeah, and if I'm out, I'm out. And look. I just want to give you my opinion real quick. I have about a minute. I'm not going to get into too many, but I want to give you my opinion real quick on Facebook and what's going to happen as a stock. I see trouble for Facebook, just a little bit of trouble, not major. And here's what's going on right now. You've got Facebook that is doing the political ads. I'll tell you what. I'm going to talk about this in class on Thursday because I hear the exit music coming, and you got to do your goodbyes. But Facebook is definitely going to have a problem, and it's mostly because of political and because they're banishing all their best users. Anyway, why don't you take us out, Phil?
Well, thanks to our producer of the week, Anthony DiRenzo, for helping us out today. If you're interested in becoming a sponsor on our show, just email us, info@investorschooling.com, info@investorschooling.com. If you run an ad on this show, it'll get played on 8 different radio stations. Nobody else does that, but we do it. Contact us.
Hey everybody, it's Larry Sinus from InvestorSchooling.com. You heard my partner Phil Falcone tell you why you should be there this Thursday night to learn about real estate investing and learn about stock options trading. We're telling you right now, you will make more money than you've ever made in your entire life if you learn these two skills. Be there this Thursday night at 7 o'clock in our Langhorne headquarters. Go to InvestorSchooling.com. Pull over right now, take out your phone and go to InvestorSchooling.com. RSVP right now. InvestorSchooling.com. See you Thursday.